Om Shanti. In this session, we will look into the aspects of different relationships with Baba. Why do you think that Baba emphasizes on connecting with Baba with all relationships? When we understand the reason behind it, then we are more comfortable connecting with Baba with those relationships. Otherwise, just remembering Baba as God, point of light, and the different virtues that Baba is having, remembering on the basis of virtues and the task he does, that is one way of remembering Baba. And the other way of remembering Baba is through relationships. Yeah. Do everyone have their notebook and pen? Please bring out that. We'll do some reflections and also connect with Baba with these relationships. So when Baba says, remember me, we remember Baba in various ways. We remember Baba on the basis of his qualities, his virtues. We remember Baba on the basis of what we receive from Baba, and also the tasks, the work that he does, like purifier, he's the stick to the blind, liberator. So these are the tasks that Baba does. So on the basis of that, we remember him. The other way of remembering Baba is on the basis of relationships. So now, what is the difference between all these things? From the path of devotion onwards, we have been remembering God in different ways. I think most of the time we were asking for something from God. So, but here also, if we are asking something from Baba, it's then Baba says that you are royal devotees, right? So what is the difference between a devotee and a child? Devotee is always asking for something, and the child is the natural heir of everything that Baba has, right? And the most important reason that Baba says that remember me with all relationships, why? Because all the souls are so deeply connected with relationships with different human beings. As soon as a child is born, the child is connected to the mother, father, and gradually the relationships expand in the lifetime. So, and the mind goes where the relationships are, where the connections are, where the love is there. So there the mind goes, the thoughts goes. So if we make Baba our world, if we connect Baba with all relationships, then Baba becomes our world and Baba would be the center of our lives, center of our hearts. So whomever we then connect to, any human being that we then connect to, it goes through Baba, right? This person is Baba's child. I don't have direct connection with that person, but then through Baba, I'm connecting with that person. So this is the beauty of confluence age. Because only in this time that Baba is there for us in all relationships. And the thing is, we have identified Baba and we have connected with Baba as He is in His purest form. So this is the deepest relationship that we have, deepest connection that we have in this confluence age. In all the human beings, it's varying. In every birth, it's varying, right? But with Baba, with God, this is an eternal connection. Eternal relationship with Baba. The soul has an eternal connection from copper age onwards, right? Whether we understand Him, whether we know Him or not, but we have that relationship with Baba, which is eternal, which is immortal, which is imperishable. And the other reason that Baba says, you have to connect with Me with all relationships. Why? Because of the emotional stability that we experience. From copper age onwards, we have been deceived or we have taken so much sorrow from many relationships, which is there in the soul in a subtle form, in our sanskars. That pain is there. Might be we have deceived or we have been deceived by people in different ways. So that sorrow is deep within. So how are we going to heal all that layers, deep layers of sorrow, is by experiencing that love from Baba in that particular relationship, right? So only then I can be healed of many births, not only of this birth, but of many births, layer by layer. That's why Baba is called as a surgeon as well. Right? So now today we will start first of all with what relationship? As a mother. How comfortable are you with connecting Baba with the relationship of a mother? How comfortable are you? It's easy. Have you tried? Because in Sakar Murali's death, Baba says, three main relationship, Baba says, father, teacher, and Sadguru. But in Avyakt Murali's, Baba says, you have to connect with all relationships. So today, mainly, we will focus on five relationships. There are more, but looking at the time, we will just focus on five today. So first relationship is the relationship of a mother. So when I connect with Baba, with the relationship of a mother, what is the feeling that the soul receives, experiences? Love. Baba is as a mother, He sustains us. And when we look at the Laukik mother, what do we receive from the Laukik mother? The sustenance, selfless love, and the sense of immense and deep peace that we experience when the child is in the lap of mother. The child is very carefree. Yes, there's someone to take care of me, right? So when we connect with Baba, with whom are we connecting with? Is it with Shiva Baba? Right? It's with Shiva Baba, but also through the medium of Brahma Baba. Right? Through the medium of Brahma Baba, because Bab Dada showed us love of different relationships. Baba is our mother, our father, teacher and guru as well, right? So, connecting with Baba, with the relationship of a mother, you can write down, what is it that you feel? What are the thoughts that you are getting from Baba? What is it that you want to tell to Baba as a mother? I can give commentary, but I want you to explore that particular relationship with Baba. Yeah? Because connecting with like a father, teacher and guru was easier because we always visualize the body of Brahma Baba, who is a male body. So that relationship was much more easier, but relationship of a mother, it's a bit of an effort for us to connect with. Right? So can you write down what is it that you feel when you connect with Baba as a mother? Baba as a mother, he nurtures the soul. He nourishes the soul. Understands me as I am. Never judges us. Compassion. More than compassion, it's the love that Baba has for us. Baba says, I belong to you and you belong to me. That deep connection with the mother of an umbilical cord is there. Right? Even if I refuse, I can't cut that relationship with the mother. So Baba is our eternal mother, whether we accept it or not. Right. When I experience this deep love of Baba being my mother, then there is deep sense of peace and satisfaction, deep sense of contentment within the self. The fact that Baba is always there for me. No matter how many mistakes that we have made, sometimes we can be naughty. Even then Baba says, you are mine. He would never say that you don't belong to me. He always is there to clean me. Clean all the dirt, purify me, and then love me as I am. Baba, my mother also teaches me to take those little steps. Mother is my first teacher as well. Such a deep sense of love that we experience from Baba. In this life, the most important person for me should be Baba. Everything is surrounded by Baba. When we experience that deep connection with Baba, then it becomes much more easier to sit in yoga, because we are merged in that selfless love. What do you think the main quality that we receive from Baba being my mother? Of course, the selfless love, but also its deep peace that we experience from Baba in the relationship of a mother. All the worries, all the burden is taken away when I connect Baba with this relationship, because we have that trust. Yes, Baba is there for me, to take care of me, to nourish me, to take me ahead in this Brahmin life. So you can explore more on this particular relationship, because in one of the classes that Gulzar Dadi was sharing, she said, if you live one relationship, if you don't experience even one particular relationship with Baba, that would be the reason for you to move away from Baba. Yes. So understanding what is the necessity of the soul, layer after layer, whatever emotions that I have accumulated, which is that those relationships that I need to heal, I need to understand that and connect with Baba. And second relationship, which is most important, is the relationship of a father. why do we have to connect with this relationship of our Father? What is it that we receive from the Father? Inheritance, protection, security, sense of recognition in the society. Right? It's the main quality that we receive from the Father is power, security. Right? So whenever I feel powerlessness, lack of determination, lack of that inner strength, that means I can connect less with this relationship with Baba. The moment I feel that God is my Father, strength automatically is experienced. Power is experienced. Inner strength is experienced. Right? So for me as a soul, is there any obstacles which is hindering me to connect with Baba, with this particular relationship of a Father? Because if I had a bad relationship with my physical father in this birth or my previous births, there would be, those souls would be having that obstacle to connect with Baba as a father, because the memory is so negative. There's so much of sorrow with that particular relationship, of anger, of guilt, or whatever it is. So the only way to heal it is by connecting with this particular relationship of a father with Baba, so that whatever that negative feelings are there, it can be healed, dissolved, before going back to Paramdham. Because we have to cleanse ourselves. Right? So Baba, being my father, what is the feeling? Please go into that feeling of Baba being my father. And what is it that you experience? Do you just ask for something, or just being grateful for what Baba has given us and is being giving us? What is that inheritance that we receive from Baba? Inheritance of all virtues, powers, and knowledge, which is invaluable for us. For
for not only this birth, but for the whole cycle, we are taking it from Baba. We are becoming wealthy for the whole cycle. I experience that canopy of protection from Baba is always there. To protect me, to strengthen me, having this connection with Baba doesn't mean that we won't get storms in our lives, but even during those storms, Baba is holding our hand and taking us through that storm unhurt, giving us that strength and power to move ahead even in those challenges and storms. Just like in a marketplace, if my father is holding my hand, I'm so carefree. Wherever my father takes me, I'm going along, enjoying the scenes and sceneries around. So too, in this life, I allow Baba, my father, to hold my hand. It's not I who is holding Baba's hand, but it's Baba who is holding my hand, who would never let go of my hand, no matter what happens. And that trust and faith that Baba is always with me. Gives me that strength and confidence to face all the challenges. Because the truth is with me. The Almighty Authority is my Father. And that power is inherent within me. It's natural. can just write two lines how you feel, Baba, as being your father. What are your feelings in your heart that's coming up? What is it that you want to tell Baba as your father? Now, the third relationship of Baba being my teacher. Baba being my teacher, who's the ocean of knowledge. Every day, he gives us 4 pages of knowledge every day. It might be the same almost, but it's a life-changing pill, we can say. Every day, we get this powerful dose of knowledge which heals the soul. This teacher gives us the knowledge of life, of the soul, of the karma, of the cycle, the unlimited knowledge of many, many births, which makes our intellect unlimited. Baba being my teacher, which student would this teacher like the most? There are some favorite students, right? Even though Baba says that I'm unbiased, I'm impartial. Of course, Baba would be having few favorites also, right? So who are those favorite students? Do I fit in the category of a favorite student? Of course, Baba is giving equally to everyone. Same knowledge to each and every soul. Equally, in equal form. But what is it that is making us number wise? you can look at yourself and try to understand that, can I be Baba's favorite student? How is it possible for me to become a favorite student of Baba? To be obedient. Obedience is first quality that we need to have. Secondly, regular consistency every day. Am I studying it? Not for the name's sake, not to show others, yes, I come to the class for studying, but from the heart, with love, with interest, how much do I study? Understanding the importance of time. This is the only time that God has been a teacher for us and teaching us directly. So what is it that I need to change in order to become a very good student? You can note down those points. Because Baba is teaching us so sincerely every day. You have must have listened to the stories where Brahma Baba was not well, but even then he got up and said, no, Shiva Baba, with the ocean of knowledge, has to send his teachings and Murali to the students, the children, right? So it's so much of love and dedication Baba is teaching us every day. He's a compassionate teacher. Baba never gets angry, right? Every day he says, sweet children, sweet children, sweet children, and making us so, so sweet. So how can I improve my life as being a student? Because Baba just not give us the knowledge, but practically he did everything and showed us how to do it. He didn't order. He himself did everything and showed us have to do it, right? So can I follow the footsteps of the teacher who is teaching us so efficiently? Just to copy, Baba says, copying is allowed here. Copy Baba. We don't have to do anything, just copy Baba. And in whatever actions that he showed, there was love and the intention behind that was very clear. To show many souls the path to liberation. So here, being that efficient student, obedient student of Baba, the ocean of knowledge, along with being students, Baba says, you have to teach others as well. I'm not just learning for myself, but also teaching others through what? Just by classes and through words? No. Through our actions, through our face and activity. Through our vibrations, through our intentions, through our attitudes, we are spreading that vibrations of knowledge and purity that Baba has taught us. Right? A good student is also a good teacher. So Baba is making us equal to him. Baba is the supreme teacher. He is making us equal to him. He wants us to show the path to many, many souls. Baba being the incorporeal one, he works through his children. So we are the living examples of Baba's teachings. We are the museums, moving museums of Baba's teachings, right? So can I be that living museum of Baba's teachings, looking at me, can others get inspirations? For that, it's not only the actions that we have to take care of, but also our intentions and attitudes, which play a very important role. So the next relationship of Baba being my Sadguru. What is the difference between teacher and Sadguru? Baba always says father, teacher and Sadguru, right? Teacher is one who is the ocean of knowledge, who gives us the wisdom of the life, how to lead a very beautiful life. He gives us the knowledge and wisdom. Sadguru is the one who liberates us from all sorrow. He gives us gati and sadgati, liberation and liberation in life. Who shows us the path to Paramdham. It's the ultimate goal that Baba takes us to. Sadguru is a purifier. One of the main tasks of Baba, purifying the impure with the relationship of a Sadguru, we experience that deep purity. Baba, the ocean of purity. Purifies our souls. And shows us the path of complete happiness. Because purity is the foundation of peace and happiness. Baba being my Sadguru, gives me the touchings of what to do and not to do. I'm always connected with that Sadguru. Whenever I'm confused, whenever my intellect is blocked, Baba, my Sadguru, is there to show the path. To clear my intellect and help me take right decisions. He is the one who takes us beyond at a glance. Connecting Baba with Baba as being a Sadguru receives blessings from Baba and everything seems very easy. Here there is less effort and more returns. Because everything I receive in the form of a blessing. Every day in the Murli, Baba gives me blessings. so be it. Children, you are completely pure. You are Master Almighty Authority. Baba gives us so many blessings every day. But I, the soul, am I able to accept those blessings? When Baba says that you are a pure soul, do I have any questions or doubts looking at my present life, the mistakes that I have done? Might be we will be having some questions and doubts, but Baba is looking at our perfect form. When I was in Paramdham, my original form is completely pure. So Baba is reminding us of our original form. When Baba says, you are Master Almighty Authority, do I say, no Baba, I'm little bit powerful, not completely powerful? Removing all those doubts. And allow your intellect just to accept what Baba is saying to me completely. Yes, Baba, I am that. Might be I'm not seeing those traits and qualities in me at present, but over a period of time, definitely the soul will reach there and achieve the perfect form of completion. Equal to the Father. So accepting completely what Baba is saying to me and about me. That is a blessing that we receive from Sadhguru. And then inculcation becomes much more easier in my life. as I move towards my complete stage, it's easier for me to get attached. As a ripe fruit automatically get detached from the tree, it's easy for me to get detached from the body and bodily beings. To get liberated from all the sorrows because my Baba is the bestower of happiness and the remover of sorrow. Baba also gives us the title of Master Sadguru. Baba wants us to liberate others from their sorrows and burdens. As the end of the world, end of the cycle is nearing, Baba is saying, children, can you not listen to the cries of distress of the souls? Who else other than you can liberate them from sorrow and show the righteous path to connect to Shiva Baba? Being the child of Sadguru, Master Sadguru, let us have compassion for the souls around the world. Who is experiencing so much sorrow and distress? Let us send those vibrations of love and try to heal them. And send them the vibrations of peace. and liberate the souls from sorrow. Baba says, even whilst doing your actions, connect with me and spread those vibrations of peace and purity to the world. Being Master Sadhguru means not having a slightest attachment to this old world and this world's people, constantly being with one Baba. One Baba and none others. And this purity of the intellect and mind would create powerful vibrations around. Keeping Baba in the center of my life. Baba being my most important person in my life. And the next relationship of being Baba, being my friend, the previous four relationships of mother, father, teacher and Sadhguru, these were the relationships where I was in the receiving end. I always took from Baba. And this one relationship of Baba being my friend, is where I share everything with him. Friendships can happen between equals. Equal in status, equal in mentality. Some type of equality should be there in friendships. Here, with Baba, I'm equal in form. Baba is a point of light. I, the soul, is also a point of light. Friendship can happen here. Secondly, Baba's home and my home are the same. I belong to Paramdham. Baba also belongs to Paramdham. We are from the same place, residence. And thirdly, qualities. Of course, Baba is the ocean, but I am a pond or a well. My original quality of the soul is pure. This particular relationship of a friend where I can confide everything. This relationship is not official. I can be unofficial with Baba. Share everything. Whatever is in my heart. The complaints, the problems, the thoughts that I'm having, whatever. I can share everything with Baba. Because this friend of mine will never judge me. This friend of mine understands me deeply. This friend of mine doesn't take advantage of me, misuse me. I can trust completely. The more I share with this friend, the more lighter I become. So for the next few minutes, I would like to request you to empty your heart Baba. Whatever is there in your heart, any problems, any challenges that you're not able to overcome, any sanskars, or any issue with any people, what is it that is making your heart heavy? You can write a beautiful letter to Baba. Take a fresh page and write a beautiful letter to Baba, emptying your heart. If you don't have any complaints, any challenges, any problems, at least we can thank Baba, being grateful for what He's been giving me. For the life He has provided, the understanding and strength that He is giving me constantly. Empty your heart, whatever you want to say. Because only through conversations, the relationship becomes deeper. Express your thoughts and feelings to Baba. Communicate with Him. Converse with Him. Tell Him how you feel. Baba is always free for me, always has time. When you open your heart to Baba, then the Comforter of Hearts comforts your heart. If we keep our hearts closed, not allowing Baba to enter there, how can He comfort you? So share all the secrets with Him. Don't leave a corner in your heart which you want to keep it for yourself and not open it to Baba, then that piece of the heart can't be healed. So open everything to Baba. And allow Baba into your life in every aspect of your life. The there is no privacy here in Brahmin life. We allow Baba to be in every part of my life. I allow Baba to take over my life. And to influence my life. Then you see how deep my relationship with Baba becomes. I and Baba are completely combined. There's no distance. Whatever is happening in my life, in my mind, in my feelings, Baba knows everything. And the last few minutes until 7:30, I would like you to request all of you to experience and try to understand what is it that Baba is telling you. Because whatever we shared here opened our heart to Baba and told everything to Baba. Using your catching power, this deep connection with Baba deepens our catching power as well. Baba is constantly communicating with us. This is always a two-way communication. When I say something to Baba, Baba responds, gives us a response. So keeping your intellect clear, stabilizing in that soul conscious stage, take your intellect to the subtle regions. where you can see Bab Dada in front of you. Brahma Baba's subtle body and Shiv Baba sparkling beautifully in the middle of the forehead of Brahma Baba's subtle body. It's only me and Bab Dada. Bab Dada is giving powerful drishti. And in response to whatever I have shared with Baba, Baba is saying something. Try to catch the signals of Baba and try to understand what Baba is saying in that total silence, total focus on Bab Dada.